Patient name Jennifer Clark, JennifercLark. Date of birth 3/6/1964. Date of procedure July 1, 2024. Physician performing Babu Mohan Kama, MD. Referring doctor Ashok Khanna, ASHOKKHANNA. Indication nausea, colorectal in the cancer screening. Procedure performed esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsy and colonoscopy. Kama aborted. Description of procedure, informed consent was obtained. Possible complication of present including bleeding, infection, perforation, aggression, as well as a possibility of missing lesion, such as malignancy, were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position. Selected as per access service, will be given by the gastroscope in this person. This concludes the upper endoscopy exam. The patient was then turned around to proceed with the colonoscopy exam. A decision was performed. The lumbosacralumbus video pediatric colonoscopy into rectum and advanced and the direct vision to the rectosigmoid area. Further advancement was not possible due to poor prep. The procedure was therefore aborted. Patient recovered well post-operative without any complications. Findings, upper endoscopy, Z-line 35 centimeters, LA grade D esophagitis was noted, a half centimeter sliding hiatal hernia was noted, stomach status post sleeve gastrectomy, biopsy is taken for Helicobacter pylori, duodenum normal. Colonoscopy, aborted, secondary to poor prep, extent, maximum extent was at rectosigmoid area. Impression, LA grade D esophagitis, small hiatal hernia, status post sleeve gastrectomy, colonoscopy poor prep. Plan follow-up in the office to discuss procedure results and biopsy results. Recommend PPI 40 mg daily. Recommend repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months to document healing of esophagitis. Follow GERD precautions. Recommend repeat colonoscopy at that time with extended bowel prep regimen. End of dictation.